Good morning, everybody. Welcome to an episode of Monday Morning Coffee with Josh. It is kind of good to be back at our normal time. Definitely more lively at 2 o'clock in the afternoon than I am at 7:06 in the morning. But here we are, back at it. Ugh, stretching out. Got a pretty good workout in the other couple days, but. Never let up on your foam rolling and warm up work. Just because you're feeling good doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Life lesson number one. You should always keep up with that stuff. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Today, we're here to talk about, hold on. We're here to talk about being a wannabe and why you shouldn't want to be it. And this kind of came up with a conversation I was having with some of my teammates at the gym, and how people always want to be something, but they never actually do anything about it. So they'll use phrases like, "Oh man, I want to be like that," or "I want to be this or that." And that can do with career life, of course, but then there it can also be a lot that we see with comparing ourselves to others. Oh, I want to be in that good of shape, or oh, I wish I could do that, or oh, I'm not like them. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but when it just kind of stops there, it's really just kind of beating up yourself. It's feeding into this negative self-image of yourself. And that's not good because now you're kind of beating yourself up, but at the same time, you're not getting any closer to what you say you want to be because there's no action steps in it. It was probably just a frivolous statement made. And so, first off, you want to really figure out what you want to be and find value in that. So, what do you want to get out of this life? But more importantly, going back to exercise, is what do you want to get out of exercising? And then realizing to want to be that, to want to get to that place, I have to do certain things. One of my good friends, I was like, "Man, you get some really nice arms." And I was like, man, I kind of want nice arms like that. Well, I hate doing arm work. So I'm probably not going to get big arms because I really hate doing direct arm work, even though I do lift heavy in other ways. But to get there, I know it would be very hard for me and uncomfortable because it would involves something that I don't necessarily enjoy doing. And that is the case with a lot of us. Man, I want to lose 20 pounds of that person. Well, they put in a lot of hard work. And are you willing to do that? And is that something you truly want? And that is why it is important to know what you truly want, because if you do really want that, then you are going to be able to put up with the hard times of it being uncomfortable, because always making a change is uncomfortable and going from wanting something to taking action and getting that something is always comfortable in the beginning. The way I look at it is when you start a new job, it may be better, but it's always still uncomfortable. It's hard in the beginning, but over time it becomes normal, it becomes comfortable. Why? It's because you wanted that new position, or the things that come with that. And it's the same with our health and fitness. If you don't truly want it, then it's going to be a lot harder for you to actually accomplish it and get it. So that is all I got for today. Hope you guys found this valuable and informative. I will see you guys next week. And as always, feel free to reach out to me at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com and at my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com. Have a wonderful Monday morning. Goodbye.